The Contact Committee is a standing committee of the PRCA that has the responsibility to carry out the principles that are stated in the first paragraph of the preamble to the Constitution of the Committee for Contact with Other Churches. That paragraph reads, "The Protestant Reformed Churches in America, in obedience Church. They believe further that it is their sacred duty to manifest the true unity and Catholicity of the Church on earth in as far as that is possible, not only in their denominational fellowship, but also in conjunction with all churches which have obtained like precious faith with us, both domestic and foreign." Read from the Church To fulfill this mandate, the committee conducts the PRCA's official relationships with our sister churches and with the denomination with which we have a corresponding church relationship. We also exploring the possibility of an official relationship. One of these churches is the BERG. In English, it is the Confessing Protestant Reformed Church of Gießen, Germany. The Contact Committee thought it would be good to reacquaint Lord willing. One elder, Dr. Jürgen Burkhard Klautke, will give one of the speeches at our Heidelberg Catechism Conference. Together with another elder, Mr. Karsten Linke, the two men from the BERG will also meet again with the Contact Committee as part of our ongoing conversations. The BERG is a Reformed congregation that was founded in the province of Hesse. The congregation took its name, Confessing Protestant Reformed Church, not in emulation of the PRCA, but for much the same reasons as our forefathers took the name that we bear. They wanted to confess that they are a congregation that is based on and that testifies to Reformed confessions, and that they are the spiritual heirs of the Reformed wing of the Protestant Reformation of the 16th century. The preaching of the BERG is soundly Reformed and free of any sort of conditionalism. The sermons expound God's Word and the errors that its members encounter in 21st century Europe. The congregation uses the Reformed forms for baptism and the Lord's Supper. The congregation's worship is orderly and biblical. An adaptation of Reformed principles of church polity to an individual congregation. The congregation is not guilty of the sin of independentism. It is their prayer and the focus of the The BERG has a weekly study of its creeds in addition to weekly Bible studies for its members. The consistory of the BERG testifies and preaches the truths that are contained in the three forms of Catechism, the Berlin Declaration Against Pentecostalism of 1909, the Chicago Declaration on the Infallibility of the Bible of 1978, and the Theological Declaration of the Cayman Initiative of 2000. These are creeds that address These creeds spell out the broad outline of the Reformed faith and assert the infallibility of Scripture. The truths concerning the Church and the Holy Spirit over against Pentecostalism, and the truths related to justification by grace alone through faith alone. The contacts with members of the BERG for his own website. All four of the children of Dr. and Mrs. Klautke came to Grand Rapids at different times to stay with some Protestant Reformed families in order to fulfill an English language requirement at their own high school. While these teenagers were here, they sat in on classes at Covenant Christian High or attended the Young People's Convention. Official contacts began in 2006 when Dr. Klauka met with the contact committee and spoke to Grand Rapids area PR pastors on the state of the Reformed faith in Germany. This speech was published in the November ...2011 and 2012, as well as a conference call. Dr. Klauka appears in the April 2012 issue of the PR Theological Journal. In all of our reading of the BERG's materials, listening to its preaching, to assert the Reformed faith, the infallibility of the Scriptures, and the antithetical life, and to refute the errors of doctrine and life that they encounter in their country. The preaching of the Berg assumes that unconditional nature of God's sovereign work of salvation. There is extensive agreement on the doctrine of the covenant. The BERG is active and ...200 hard copies and 10,000 internet downloads per issue. They also maintain a The leadership of the BERG and some other German Reformed believers has maintained the ART in the Netherlands. Within the past 2 years, the faithfulness of the elders of the BERG to the inerrancy of Scripture, their consistency in the Reformed faith, their willingness publicly to refute error, and their growing friendship with the PRCA have resulted in the nearly complete loss of the seminary's support from the Netherlands. For that reason, for the past few and the journal. Several members of the PRCA have visited the worship services of the There are websites of the BERG, of the Confessing Church, include our reintroduction of the BERG to Protestant Reformed people and with a quote from a recent article we read, in the worship service the people of God gather before his face. The worship service is the gathering together of those who stand in the covenant of grace. This covenant is grounded on the blood of Christ, and in this blood the elect church is founded. In every worship service, she goes to meet her ever-returning Lord. She does this in the expectation of glory when she will pray to him assurance of forgiveness through the song of thanksgiving, the confession of faith, the preaching of the word,